Over the course of the 50 chapters, we learn a lot about the minister Micah Bolhwider. We can see his character develop from a young minister to a rambling older man. But in that process of change, he begins to understand better the dynamic nature of society. He begins to realize that up to a point, change is inevitable, and he goes with the change. He actually approves of change. And we also learn that he's a generous guy, but he balances that generosity with self-interest. He becomes more wealthy, better off, as the novel continues. He's not an ascetic. He's not the kind of Presbyterian who shuns material comforts. He enjoys material comforts. He is a very godly man, but he's a godly man that takes a professional pride in his vocation. He enjoys being a minister. This does not stop him having a kind of genuine relationship with his flock. He genuinely feels for them. And you can see his human side in his relationship with his wives and children. He's got a very materialistic second wife. He doesn't really mind that. It's kind of ironic that his own children become a kind of fat banker, a fat merchant, a corpulent merchant's son, and a kind of polite, cultivated daughter. So we can see his own family kind of moving into bourgeois professional life.